So no one likes paying full price for anything, right? I know I definitely don't. I will always shop for sales, but especially when it comes to online shopping. So I have a site for you and a discount code that you need to go to. It's called www.altus.store for 40% off using the discount code ALTUS40. That's ALTUS 40. And shop all the products, including clothes, accessories, from activewear to summer dresses. I just bought some new sunnies, so I'll let you know how they go. And if you just love online shopping, check it out and use the 40% off. So how do you solve a problem like Mariah? As my brother said, spoiler alert, you can't. So there you go. I'm just an Australian girl with the world at her feet, working in public relations and communications, who is learning about life and myself every single day. Join me as I tell you stories, share my outlook on life, and just talk utter garbage. This podcast is where I talk about my world, your world, and the world around us to hopefully inspire or just entertain. But it'll be fun, I promise. On today's episode, I have another guest who lied about their resume to get an opportunity working in the UK. I have a good way to make some extra cash in 2019, which will definitely make your year better. And my recommendation could help you make some new connections in the future. So let's get started. Welcome, I'm back for another episode of How Do You Solve a Problem Like Mariah. So it's been a pretty hectic fortnight for myself. Yesterday I ticked off a 2019 goal. I finished the triathlon for the corporate series at work. We do this yearly. It's a massive event in Melbourne and Brisbane, and I think it used to be in Sydney. But I was actually aiming to do an hour for a 400 meter swim, a 10k ride and a 4k run. But unfortunately I fell just short with an hour and 7 minutes, but that's okay because it was really hot. We had a really hot weekend in Melbourne and I think it took a toll on me a bit, especially in the run. And even though I didn't get to my goal 100%, I'm still proud of my effort. I think we just need to remember not to be too hard on ourselves when we fall a little bit short of our goals, because at the end of the day I did it and I feel really good about that. So just trying to think of the positives and how much I achieved with that. Also, I just want to say a massive congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Moss on their beautiful wedding day on the weekend. It was really hot and Renee, you looked stunning. So obviously I want to try and make your year a little bit easier and a little bit better, and I think this is a great tip, and I spoke about it in my episode about finances. So sell your stuff at a market. It's a good way to make you declutter but earn money, so it's a win-win. I did the market in Camberwell in Melbourne a few weeks ago and I made over $100 for literally just standing around chatting with my friend Amelia, which was an awesome way to catch up with her. We had coffees and popcorn and we just bartered with people, had some really funny conversations. We had a cute little doggo in our stall. He was so cute. And yeah, it was made money, paid for that weekend pretty much, but I just put that money away and literally we had things going for like $1, $2. So we probably could have made more, but we just really wanted to get rid of it. And I'm definitely looking doing another one in August. So I think I'll have some good stuff at that market. I'll let you guys know. If anyone is in Melbourne, you can come down and check that out. But it was just fun. So if you have a market in your local area, just get rid of some of your stuff and try and make some money. And then also on the weekend, I found out a great life hack. Another one from Uber, because I use Uber so much and I'm sure most of you do as well. So I worked out on the weekend that you can actually add two locations to your trip. So if you're doing your split fare with friends and you're going to two different addresses, you can actually add that in the settings. You go add or change and you can put the two addresses in. So that was really, really helpful to know because I didn't before. And most of the time I've had to reorder an Uber and it's been a bit of a nightmare and I've nearly been kicked off Uber. But anyway, I am a good Uber customer. Just some Uber drivers don't really like it when you want to go to two places, but now they've made it so much easier. So my recommendation for this episode is to join a Facebook community group. It's a great way for you to connect with people who are the same interests as you. And from this, you can make so many great opportunities for yourself. So I've had podcast interviews on this show that I've found from being part of a podcasting group. And I'll also feature on two episodes of two different podcasts coming up, which I'll share for you when they come out. And even just travel pages, you can like meet new people. People post like, I'm in Melbourne at the moment. Does anyone want to catch up? And it's just really inspiring, all the travel pitches and the things that people are doing. So if you have interest, see if there's a Facebook group on this interest, and you might make some amazing connections and new friends. Or if you notice that there's not a Facebook group out there for something you're interested in, make one and share it with people, because I'm sure you'll meet a lot of like-minded people and you'll just have a lot of fun with it. So Facebook groups are great and I really, really recommend them. My special guest for today, her name is Tiffany Rouge, and she's an experienced radio announcer, and you can find her on The Drive Home on the station Wave FM 965 in Wollongong, which is in New South Wales. And after she spent some time in the UK working with the BBC, Radio X, and Amazing Radio, Tiffany has carved her name in Australian radio industry. Her radio skills include announcing, voiceover, production, music directing, reporting, programming, scheduling, digital media management, and digital content production. And you can also find her on her personality podcast, Miss Adventurous. Each week, she publishes conversations that will make you see the world in a different, profound perspective. Whether she's sharing her own or her guests' positivity, equality, empowerment, self-development, and change are high on her priority list for her show. She actually contacted me after I posted in the Facebook group for podcasts, which I mentioned before about Facebook groups, after asking if you've lied to get yourself an amazing opportunity, which I've spoken about in the last three episodes. But she joins me today to tell us more about how she lied on her resume. So let's hear from Tiffany. So welcome, Tiffany, to my show. Firstly, do you want to just tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah, so I'm a radio announcer. I work in Wollongong in New South Wales, Australia. I'm the drive announcer, and I've been living in Wollongong for about 10 months. Been working in the media industry for about like almost 11 years. I'm a podcaster. I have my own podcast. I edit other people's podcasts, and yeah, I mean, I'm pretty into fitness. What more do you want to know?
No, that's fine. That's awesome. Thank you. So after a conversation I had with my friend about lying your way into a job or an opportunity, I wanted to know what your story is and how you've managed to talk your way into an amazing opportunity, even though you didn't have the right experience on paper.
So a couple of years ago, I was living in England, and I was on the hustle for a brand new job, and the pay in England is really bad. Like if you work in a bar over there, you're getting like £6, which is like the equivalent to like $8 or $9 an hour, which is terrible, right? Yeah. So I was looking for other like office-y kinds of jobs. Now I was halfway through a communications degree, and I saw this job posting for a copywriter for a conglomerate of businesses. So it was like for the head office that owned a whole bunch of different businesses. And I went in there and I said, I pretty much like completely fudged up my resume because I was in another country and they couldn't exactly check.
Yep.
So I lied and I said that I had a degree, and I also said that I had all this experience back in Adelaide, which is where I'm originally from.
Yeah.
And they wanted a copywriter, but then I ended up becoming like the media and communications advisor for the entire business because I was like, yeah, no, I do this. You know, all these kind of situations started popping up, and I pretty much said, yeah, I can do that. Even though I had no idea how to do it, and I'd lie through my teeth, and then I'd go home and Google exactly what I needed to do.
That's amazing. So what actually gave you the confidence to be able to do this? Like, how did you build that kind of strength to be able to lie about having this degree that you hadn't quite finished?
Well, I think the confidence was there because it was so related to my studies.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that much of a lie. It was more of like a stretch of the truth. Like me blatantly lying about, you know, having an engineer's degree and going and working in the steelworks and something. That's a blatant lie because I've got absolutely no experience or understanding around that.
Yeah.
Because this was a, you know, something that I'd already studied a little bit of, I was sort of familiar with some of the concepts. I just thought, how hard can it be? I'm in a new country. It's not like they can, you know, check up on me. So I did have a lot of this, like, maybe blind courage because I knew that I couldn't get caught out.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. So obviously it really helped you grow as a person pretty quickly.
Yeah, for sure. And that's not even like the first or the last time it's happened. So it's quite a like media, working in the media is a really hard thing to get into. So I'm back in Australia now, but when I was trying to get a radio job, I pretty much lied through my teeth. Do you want to hear the story about how I got my radio job?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I was on the way to Vietnam via Darwin.
Yep.
And my dad lives in Darwin, so I was coming from Adelaide. I flew to Darwin, spent a day with him, and then got on the flight to Saigon. And basically it was the same way on the way back, and I stopped in, had my holiday, and I was flying like the next couple of days back to Adelaide. So I was just sitting in my dad's lounge room with the radio on because I really love listening to like different radio stations around. It really gets like, it gives you a really good understanding of like what a place is like when you listen to local radio.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm listening to it, and then my dad's cleaner came in and I was having a good chat with her, and she was talking about the station, and she said, oh yeah, they go through announcers, you know, quite a lot up here. And I thought, oh, do they now? And I remember a couple of months back I'd seen a job posting where they'd said the station manager's name, and I thought, you know what, let me just try this. Let me just get hustling. And I had this whole like 5 seconds of courage. So I called up reception and I was like, so Mike Harvey, I was at a thing with Mike and he told me to get in contact with the program director, the guys who do the hiring and firing for radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, and the receptionist was like, oh, okay. I was like, what's the guy's name? Like, I was at a party with Mike and he told me to get in contact with him, but I can't for the life of me remember. And she's like, oh, his name's Dave. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. Awesome. And I was like, you know, is he available? And she's like, oh, hang on, let me check. It's my first day. Turns out he wasn't. And she's like, oh, can I take a message? And I thought, do you know what? Just give me his email address. I'll send him an email. And that's how I got this email. And I sent the guy an email and we got talking, and I'd pretty much flown back to Adelaide by the time he responded.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd lied again saying that I constantly, you know, fly up to Darwin. So when I was there next, we'd happily catch up. And we did. And then it turned into a job.
That is amazing. That is incredible. I literally had a guy I was talking to the other week who lied about knowing the band manager of Red Hot Chili Peppers to get into one of their concerts back in the 90s. So
nice.
That is definitely one of those great examples. So when you got, like, what kind of personality traits do you think people need to be able to, you know, try and stretch the truth to get these kinds of opportunities?
I think you've got to be fast on your feet. Mm-hmm. Because at some point, you know, you're going to need to stretch it and make it sound like it's, you know, you believe it, like it's a real thing. So maybe, you know, you need to have a little bit of an understanding of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Even if you are lying, so that you can make it, I guess, convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess interpersonal skills, the ability to hold a conversation, whether or not you're talking about something that you know a lot about or you don't, just something that really brings the conversation forward and lets people think a certain thing.
Yeah. With your job that you got in radio, were you worried that he'd ever find out that you'd lied about getting into contact with him? Or
no, I don't think so. Like, it's kind of one of those things where it happens so often these days. Yeah. It's sort of how, like, you've got to do anything to get your foot in the door. You know, there are women who will go on The Bachelorette to get a radio job, and all I had to do was, you know, lie through my teeth rather than spend a house, you know, spend weeks in a house full of bitchy women.
That's true. so, like, what I was talking about literally with my friend was, you know, a lot of, like, university degrees, if – and I've done a communications degree as well, but once you get into industry, it's a lot different than what, you know, you learn at uni, and uni kind of teaches you more like time management and prioritizing and those kinds of things. But you don't really learn as such until you in the industry. You kind of got your writing skills and, you know, how to copyright or do a bit of radio, all that depends on what your degree is. But we were kind of saying, you know, apart from a doctor or a nurse or something where you need, you know, a lot of skill and training, there's degrees out there that you could do as long as you've got an understanding of it, but you kind of learn as you go. So I guess it's not, you know, stretching the truth about the experience you have, because it's such a catch-22. When I first started applying for jobs, I couldn't get a job because I had no experience, but to get experience, I needed a job. So, you know, it's kind of, in a way, an easier way for you to get a better opportunity for yourself is to stretch the truth a little bit about your experience.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think it's one of those things as well. Like, I lie on my resume. I think it's I heard a statistic. It was like something about 70%, 60 to 70% of what's on people's resume is a stretch of the truth.
Yeah, that probably sounds about right. And I think if you have confidence and you've driven enough, I think we can potentially do whatever job, you know, we set our mind to. It's just having that kind of personality that's ready to learn.
Yeah, for sure. And it's also one of those things where, like, if you show that you know, you can lie and say, like, I've totally got that skill, it's not something that, like, majority of the staff, it's not something that you can say, all right, I exactly know how to use this program. You can go home and Google, get on YouTube, figure out how to use that program before you need to start, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of things you learn by doing anyway. So,
yeah. And you can even say, like, so long as you recover, you go, oh, it's been years since I've used that program. I've used it. I'm definitely familiar with it, but I can't actually remember how I do this, this, and this. And then you let the person who's teaching you just continue on, you know?
Yeah, that's great. So do you have any, like, quotes or something that you live by that you could share?
So one of my favorite things that I sort of really like, and I guess it doesn't really have much to do with business, but more so in the way that I conduct myself, and that in turn, you know, it feeds into how I am at work and how I am everywhere else. And then, it, you know, I guess it feeds into, like, how I can stretch the truth and get myself into really cool situations. And that is, no one will ever put as much thought and efforts into your thoughts and efforts as you do. So just take it easy on yourself.
Yeah. No, that's so true. I really, really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. So have you ever had any other experiences, like, apart from work, that you've gotten yourself into from, you know, your little stretching of the truth?
Well, I mean, maybe not stretching the truth, but I went through a period of time when I would just physically walk straight into backstage of festivals and shows and everything, because I just knew I could, you know, like, it was that confidence of knowing that, like, I'm supposed to be here. Yeah, you're going to let me through that door because I'm supposed to be allowed through that door.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've partied a little bit with Angus and Julia Stone, Nas, Mike Snow, just because it was like all right, I'm going to try and get in here, and I do, because you just kind of walk in there with your head held high, like you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, and I guess, like, the worst that could happen is not that bad at the end of the day. Like,
I'm just going to turn me around, you know?
Like, so I know, like, lots of people are kind of scared of the word no. So do you think getting these opportunities is all about just moving past that, being worried about the answer when you try to, you know, get an opportunity or a job? I think a lot of people are scared of this no, you can't do that. Do you think that's kind of a big, like, factor in why you got some of your opportunities, because you haven't been afraid if someone says no?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think a lot of people think no is the end of the world when it's not. You know, like when the saying is, you know, what's the worst they're going to do? Say no. Well, it's like, well, then you just go and figure out another way to get them to say yes. And I'm of the belief, right, like especially when it comes to opportunities and if I'm trying to make things happen, the easier you make it for someone to say yes, the more likely they are going to.
Yeah.
So if I'm working on a project and I give them so many reasons to say yes, it's not often that I get turned down.
Yeah. No, that's true. My dad at my 21st, his speech was, Mariah doesn't know the meaning of no. No means let's negotiate. So
yes, I love that.
I think that's a great way. And if you fail, you know, I've spoken to so many people, failure is not the end of the world. So I think it's a really great mindset to not worry about the failure and just go for it anyway.
Oh, for sure. And failure is a part of life. It's how you recover from it. It's how you learn from it. It's how you turn it into a lesson that matters.
Yeah, for sure. So do you have any final thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with us?
So big one is things take time and that's okay.
Yeah.
I have to leave myself reminders and notes around my house to do things. Otherwise, I genuinely forget. I'm that very front of mind. You know, if I see it, it's there. That's why I've got my goals written out, you know, in front of me. So I need to see them on the daily so I can be working towards them.
Yeah.
And something I have written on my mirror, which, you know, I put makeup on, I'm a girl, I do it every day.
Yeah.
I've got that written there because patience, like we live in such a world that's got all this instant gratification and I've got big dreams and I wouldn't be where I am right now if I didn't remember how or if I wasn't patient because you kind of, what we're saying, you know, you get the failures and then you get the just the grinding day in, day out where you just need to take action every single day and know and understand and trust the process that through your actions things happen. Mm-hmm. It's that like snowball effect from lots of different actions. And that's one thing that I try and remember because even though, you know, I've chosen not to eat a candy bar today or, you know, a Mars bar or whatever, I'm going to need to choose not to eat a Mars bar for the whole week so that I don't put on a kilo, you know. Mm-hmm. It's that sort of small little action that you make every day that makes the big changes and they take time.
Oh, for sure. And I think one of the key things for me this year is consistency. So working towards things every day, whether it's something small. And that's a great one. Just be patient with your goals because things, and I think we can be, especially my generation, super impatient with where we want to be in life because we have, you know, social media that shows us that people are really successful really in a really short amount of time, which is not always the truth. It, everything kind of takes time. So, patience is a great one.
Yeah, for sure.
It's definitely awesome. I'll probably wrap it up, but tell us where we can find you, your podcast. You can give it a plug.
Okay, so you can find me at TiffanyRougeLikeTheColor.com. I host the Miss Adventurous podcast. It's on iTunes, Spotify, all the Google Play, all the podcast hosting apps. And if you're ever in the Wollongong area, you can tune into Wave FM. It's 96.5 on the dial, or you can just go to www.wavefm.com.au and hit play. I'm on from 3 till 6 every day.
Awesome. What's your podcast about?
I think it's quite similar to sort of the conversation that we're having now. Yeah. It's about like mindfulness and positivity and how like being a woman, and it's sort of like a personality thing because I just get on and riff about my life and talk about stories and stuff, and then I figure out that like if I'm going through it and I'm sharing how I got through it, that's maybe someone will find that useful.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Like my purpose is to inform and educate from my learnings. So if I can at least impact someone,
be able to listen to it.
But thanks heaps for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
No worries, Mariah. Have a lovely Sunday.
You too. All right. Thanks,
Tiffany. All right. See you, babe. Bye. Bye.
Now, it's not as bad as it sounds. Obviously, we don't condone lying about really important things, but she got an amazing career out of simply telling one little white lie on her resume and making connections. So I think like I've said previously, we shouldn't hold ourselves back from things that we want to achieve because of our qualification. Now, I really want to talk about Lady Gaga's speech at the Oscars. And to quote her, she said, "And for all you at home and you're sitting on your couch and you're watching this right now, all I have to say is this is hard work. I worked hard for a long time and it's not about, you know, it's not about winning, but what it's about is not giving up. If you have a dream, fight it. There's a discipline for passion and it's not about how many times you get rejected or you fall down or you're beaten up. It's about how many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going." She is just amazing. I've loved Lady Gaga for a very, very long time. And Star is Born really highlights how much of an amazing, hardworking person she is. She has worked so hard for what she has and where she is now. So all you need to remember is that things don't come easy. But if you put the work in and fight for it, there is nothing that you can't achieve. I think it was just really amazing that she put that into perspective for a lot of her fans because, you know, from Just Dance to where she is now, she's come a long way and, you know, sometimes you have to do things and put in the hard work and you really don't want to, but she's done it and there's nothing stopping you from achieving your goals. So I think it was really amazing hearing from Lady Gaga, and her and Bradley Cooper's chemistry is amazing. I really want to know people's thoughts on this. So my thoughts are love, but I guess they are actors and actresses, but I feel like you can't act that. But anyway, another interesting thing that happened in the fortnight from my last episode was I went to see Eminem at the MCG. There was like 80,000. It was massive and I really, really enjoyed Eminem. So I might put a bit of his song at the end of the podcast. But anyway, we're on the tram on the way home after walking like ages because the traffic was actually a nightmare and a sneaky McFlurry stop. We get on the tram and we sit down and there is a young girl on her phone to her friend. And from what we can gather, her friend is drunk on the streets crying because a boy that she obviously likes or was her boyfriend has either been talking to girls while they've been out or has broken her heart. And her friend was quite brutal. And as Amelia said, I probably wouldn't put it in those words. She was very honest. And I think it really highlighted the fact that honesty can be really hard to tell your friends and really, really hard to come to terms with. But sometimes it helps. And pretty much what she said to her was, "You're amazing. You don't need a boy to define who you are. You two are horrible for each other. You need to stop crying and you need to move on." She said, "I love you two both and you're both good friends of mine, but you're bad for each other. And the only way for you to move on is to block, delete and just keep going with your life." And it was amazing how those words probably had no effect on this girl because she was blind, but it really, really had me thinking about honesty and being a little bit savage at times, but in a good way, because she obviously has been dealing with her friend for quite some time and this breakup or whatever it is. So obviously she's frustrated, but the fact that she's still said to her, "Let me know, I'll come get you as soon as I get home. I don't want you on the street drunk on your own." Like, that is so caring. And it was really nice. And really, I was that girl in 2014, 15. And I can now see how frustrating I would have been to my friends at that time when you just really don't listen. But at the same time, this girl will learn from her mistakes and her heartbreak. But it was really nice that her friend, although probably could have toned down on the savage, was brave enough to be honest. So I really liked that. But anyway, I want to finish this episode with a quote, and it's from my ultimate favorite actor, who is no longer with us, rest in peace. And it's, "Everyone you meet always asks if you have a career, are married, or own a house, as if life was some kind of grocery list. but no one ever asks if you are happy. And that's by Heath Ledger. How good is Heath Ledger, by the way? I'm obsessed with him. He is amazing. But this quote is really great and really speaks to me. I don't want those normal goals, not yet anyway. I have other goals that I want to achieve. So I'm not measuring my success or happiness over those normal goals where we get married, we own a house, we have kids, all that. It doesn't matter if you don't want those things, but all that matters is if you are happy. And it shouldn't matter what you have and when you come across them. So whether you end up married with a house at 50, as long as you're happy and you are happy with the journey that you have led, and when you get to a certain age, you look back and you have no regrets. It doesn't matter if you get to those things later in life or you don't get to them at all. I think your perfect measurement and what you should be asking people is, how are you and what things have you done that have made you happy? I don't think we should be asking things like this grocery list of, oh, have you got a house? Do you own a house? Are you married? It should be like, what do you do? What makes you happy? And it'd be really interesting what kind of conversations that you have. So try that next time you meet someone new. Just instead of asking them what they do for a job or whether they're single or married, to say, what makes you happy? Or what do you do that makes you happy? And your conversation will be a lot different. That's all I have time for. And that's it for this fortnight and this episode of How Do You Solve a Problem Like Mariah. And before I go, I just want to let you know, as always, love yourself, because you know that your self-love is the most important thing, and people will love you when you love yourself. All right, catch you later. I hope you got something out of today's show. And if you like my podcast, please don't forget to tell your amazing friends and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or any podcasting app. It'll take you only a few minutes, but it'll really help me out. And you can find more information about my show by clicking on the show notes link in the description. Or if you want to chat to me, you can add me on Instagram @_MariahMackinnis_ or my Travelers page @TravelersAntics. Or if you want to email me, you can reach me @Mariah_Mackinnis22@outlook.com. I'd be happy to hear from you guys, and you can let me know what you think of the show or what you want to hear from or who you want to hear from, and I'll try my best to get that for you. And you can also read more content from me at my blog at travelersantics.blog. And what is new content on my blog? Well, I have the top 20 ultimate travelers list by Lonely Planet. This first piece, I've picked the top 20 and I talk about the ones that I've visited, the ones that I want to visit, and just talk about the rest that feature in that top 20. So I want to ask, how many have you been to in that top 20? Please let me know, because it's really interesting the amazing places people have been to and the stories that they can tell from those. And I just recently posted a blog on taking opportunities and what chances I've taken to get some amazing traveling opportunities that have changed my life for the better. So you can check those out, and I will talk to you in the next fortnight. So I headed to Vietnam late 2018, and the one thing that you don't even think about is if you'll need a visa or not. I was just imagining the amazing food and the beautiful Ha Long Bay, but luckily for Vietnam visas, they make the whole visa process so, so easy. So to book your visas, please go to the link in the show notes, which I'll add, or in the description. You'll find all the information that you need to know, and they will help you make sure your trip to Vietnam is super amazing. What a shout. What an opportunity. Just exactly what they wanted. What moment. Now, did you capture it? Let's go see it.